Hello, we are going to talk about depression. What herbal supplements can help us with depression, feeling a little bit down, feeling a little bit lethargic, lazy, not interested in the things that you used to do in life, maybe ride bicycles, hang out with your friends, play cards, just some of the things that you like to do, garden. Maybe you're feeling a little down in the slumps and that's not feeling yourself. Let's take a look at why. Why do you feel depressed? It could be many things. Stress, food, a little bit too much alcohol, street drugs, anything like that is going to cause depression. Maybe they're going to lift you up for a little bit, but not so much. They don't really help in life. As well as just watching who we hang out too with, because our friends, our family, our social life, all that stuff, it all qualifies in food, things like that, all go into why we're happy or why we're sad. A lot of it is our food. We want to make sure we're eating properly. We want to get the right exercise and we want to hang out with the right type of people that are good for our health. So let's take a gander. If we do feel sad, what can help us? I know vitamin D is a huge thing to take. And I used to never to ever take vitamin D, but I had to because I had moved up to the Great Lakes area and the Hackensack area. And our winters were so long and I was barely outside. We had a lot of bugs once it got warmer. So next thing you know, I was recommended to take some vitamin D. And let me tell you, it really shot me through the roof with happiness. Unbelievable. I couldn't even acknowledge or tell you what a difference it made in my life, except that I was rarely ever not happy. And all of a sudden, I was feeling a little sad about my chickens and a little sad about this. And I was like, what is up? Well, vitamin D. So, looking and just finding our happiness and our resilience again with natural depression remedies is what we want to talk about today. Do you know that maybe about 1 out of 7 individuals suffer from depression symptoms at some point in their life? Not always caused by a disability or low income, but those are huge sources. Chronic, acute, pain, finances. We can look at everything. How you look at things. That's another thing about depression. Sadly, our World Health Organization predicts that in 2020, it's going to be the second most prevalent disease worldwide. And how can we help this? Because along with this, is our suicide rates have all just skyrocketed with our children, with our veterans that are coming home, with our veterans that have been home, skyrocketing. Even with some of our women now taking their own lives, depression. So let's see what is out there so we can help ourselves as well as helping others along in life. You got to go down to the root cause of it too. You got to figure out, is it my chemical balance is off and that's why I'm depressed? My food level's off, I'm depressed. The sun hasn't been giving me a vitamin D. Is that why I'm depressed? Am I hanging out with the wrong people? Is that why I'm depressed? So figure out the root reason for the depression and then kind of work from there and build yourself back up. Depression, you know, is when the person's experiences are low mood persistently. It starts to interfere with the daily lifestyle, work, friends, family, children. Causes, stressed, emotional problems. Again, our neurotransmitter imbalance, our hormones are off. Food allergies, alcoholism, nutrition deficiencies, lack of sunlight, metals and toxins, even mold, toxic mold in the house. Depression can happen at any age. Serious medical issues like cancer, diabetes, or Parkinson's disease, chronic backaches can be written in the history of depression of some of these people. taking certain medications that cause depressive side effects, or major changes in life, or onset of sudden traumatic experience. And it can manifest in a variety of ways. Fatigue, persistent sadness, moods, irritability, difficult concentrating or sleeping, low sex drive, weight changes, feeling of helplessness, a disinterest in your hobbies or activities that you usually enjoy, aches and pains, your change in appetite, headaches, thoughts of death or suicide. These are all signs of depression. And we have friends and we have family and we have programs in our communities to help us. So don't ever feel like you're alone. A lot of us have this. Now and then throughout our lifetimes, some chronic, some only experience it for a moment in their life. But whatever it is, we always have solutions and we have friends, we have families, we have doctors, we have natural healers, our medicine people, our spiritual advisors, our talking circles. Avoid refined carbohydrates and sugars. You know, the flour, our donuts, our white breads. Eat healthy, well-balanced diets. Fish, greens, fruits, and vegetables. Fish oil, fantastic. Probiotics, great gut interaction. Herbs that are going to help your body react more efficiently. Help pull in some of the extra foods and balances for your hormones. Vitamin D, excellent. Complex B, St. John's wort is going to help. Lavender oil is going to help with that relaxation, as well as chamomile. And build your great support system through your relationships with your family and friends. Exercise is always a great thing. And spending time outdoors. Get out there. Move around. Remember, our ancestors chopped their own wood, gathered their own food, hunting, fishing, building their homes, just really getting out there and experiencing life. Jump off that sofa, shut off that TV, get out there and get some sunshine.